Wednesday, 25 November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Acts chapter 27. As Paul and his 275 others aboard the ship are coming to the end of the journey as they'll be shipwrecked on the Isle of Malta. So if you can join us now, if you have your Bible, like to open it up, please turn with us to Acts chapter 27, and we'll begin reading in verse 42. Father, do bless us now with thy precious word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I realize there's a number of new stations that have come on now, and we have the privilege to come into your hearts and homes and automobiles or wherever you might be through means of Christian broadcasting. I sure thank the Lord for that. We want to welcome you. We're in a lengthy series of messages entitled Meeting the Man. That is a man, Christ Jesus, as one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is uniquely the Son of God, and he is uniquely the Son of Man. It's all summed up when the angel said, thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to our hearts. I pray, God, that thou would transform lives by your marvelous power today. You said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We thank thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, when all hope was given up, that's when the angel of the Lord came and stood by the Apostle Paul and assured him that not only would he be saved, but all those who were with him would be saved as well. And Paul then said, wherefore I pray you, take some meat, for this is for your health. I'm reading in verses 34 through 36 now. For there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. Now, the ship was going to be broken, there's no question about that, but all 276 souls are going to make it safe to land. I find it interesting that the scripture uses this word souls. Souls, S-O-U-L-S. I have flown for a number of years. I am not very active now at my age, but I remember one particular area down the coast of Georgia when you're flying over this desolate area down there, and then the controller would ask you how many souls are aboard. That means how many living people are aboard. There were 276 souls in this particular boat. Now, a number of them were prisoners, and the soldiers had some counsel that is going to be thwarted as well because of Paul. In verses 42 and 43, and the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, that was Julius, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. Well, praise the Lord, as I mentioned on the last broadcast, one of the greatest insurance policies that any company can have is to have a godly man, a godly woman working for them. Certainly that godly person is one of their greatest assets, I believe, as far as the town, our countryside is concerned. One of the best insurance policies you can ever have is to have a good, godly, fundamental, Bible-believing church made up of people who love and who serve God. Now, the island Malta, we know it as the island of Malta today, they're going to be shipwrecked and reach that island. And so, in order to save Paul, Julius, the centurion, he refused to let them kill the rest of the prisoners. And so let's read it as to how they really made it to the island. The Bible says in verse 40, and when they had taken up anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, and loosed the rudder bands and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind and made toward shore. And falling into a place where the two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship, and so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Isn't this a marvelous portion of Scripture that shows to us the marvelous work of God and shows us how God is not limited in how he can carry out his word and how he could carry out his will? Some of those folks aboard that ship could swim. All they had to do was dive in and swim to the shore. Some of them could not swim. And so they picked up some broken piece of the ship, a piece of board or whatever it might be. But the point of it is that they escaped all safe to land. That was what the messenger of the Lord had said to Paul, and thank God he carried it out. I am so glad that we don't have to have an individual to come and stand with us now, because we have what Paul and them did not have in that day. We have the completed word of God. But I want to hasten to say this. God, the Holy Spirit, is still active. He still leads and guides. God does have angels who take care of his people. He does have guardian angels who watches over his people. God is not passive. He didn't start this whole thing. Some people call it theistic evolution. He kind of started things in motion and walked off and left it. No, God is the creator, and he is not only the creator, but he is our savior as well. And the scripture is so timely for us right now. Paul was a prisoner for his Christian testimony and faithful service to our Lord Jesus Christ. We should never forget this. Paul was not on board that ship with these prisoners headed to Rome because he had done something wrong, but he was there because he had done something right, and he was standing for God. And it was also the will of God that Paul would go to Rome. And I'm telling you, dear friend, I could be wrong, and I hope I am, but I believe that sooner than we dare think, our faith is going to be tested. Our faith is going to be tried already around this world and even in this country. The faith, I'm speaking about faith in Jesus Christ, has been under attack, is being attacked, and is costing people to stand for our Lord. The precious lady, Kim Davis, out in Kentucky, that was willing to stand up for that which is right. Look at the price she's paying, and so many others as well. Folks who are in the military, believe it or not, some of them are being prosecuted by the government for standing for what's right. One case in particular, Major General retired Boykin sent out a notice just not long ago that a military man needed help because he had stood in the way of a child, a boy, being raped over in the Middle East. And because he intervened, our government, not their government, our government is prosecuting him. I'm telling you, dear friend, we're living in the days of Isaiah, living in the days of Jeremiah. I see the time is rapidly coming to an end for this program today. I hope you're making plans to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this midweek time. This is the Wednesday night, as far as this year is concerned, before Thanksgiving. And I do hope you have a wonderful service. Also, I hope you have Thanksgiving services tomorrow. For a number of years now, we've had a morning service at the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. Begins at 9 o'clock, finishes promptly at 10. It's one of the fastest passing hours of the whole year, with testimonies and songs of praise and a short message as well. We're located at 1821 REGM Rim Avenue in New Bern, North Carolina. And by the way, you can go on our website, www.calbat.org, and you can get directions to the Calvary Baptist Church or other information as well. God bless you. Some of you will not be with us tomorrow because it's Thanksgiving. Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and please join us next broadcast if you can.